The Gadget Grill on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Good evening. Hello. How are you? I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz, and I'm back in the chair after a month off.
He is back. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. And sitting in the...
It's been slightly less time that this gentleman's been off.
Right.
I feel like I have tenure. I'm just going to be honest.
I still haven't been introduced yet.
I know.
Well, neither of you have. Sitting to my left.
That's me. I am Jeff Quattromani, and I am back.
You are indeed. Sitting to my right.
Actually, I'm kind of in front of you. I'm Jason Murray. Now Gary has turned around. He's striking a bit of a cheesecake pose on the desk, which is a little bit weird. Hi, I'm Jason.
Is that
Jason.
The only thing about me that's weird?
Let's be honest, no. It is nice to have the full crew back because basically it means that I don't have to stress running the panel as I have for the last couple of weeks.
Indeed.
I'm very glad to be back on this side of the desk.
I heard you did a sterling job in my absence and in Jeff's absence.
Thank you.
And my absence.
Yeah.
So, what have you guys been up to in our absences?
I was in New Zealand for a few days.
And New Zealand survived?
And I turned 30.
Well, it's been split into a North and South Island as a result of Jeff's visit.
There you go.
So the North is still there. The South will remain as well. And then I spent a week in China.
A week in China. I've heard China's looking very good these days, especially white China on a red tablecloth.
Yeah, if you polish it up, it looks pretty nice.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful country. Yeah,
it depends how you serve things, isn't it?
It's a
indeed.
Good
indeed.
Time of year to visit, actually.
And in fact, we had Chinese for dinner this evening.
Yeah.
Yes. Food. Yes, we did. We had Chinese food.
Jason, what have you been up to apart from keeping the show under control?
Well, I went to a product launch this week. LG launched a new phone with an interesting new feature.
Save it.
We'll talk about that during the news.
Jeff, you always need to give them a little bit, but just enough to keep them on the hook.
Just the tip.
So I went to that event this week. That was quite fun. Otherwise, yeah, no, not too much. I went out to a pop culture convention in Parramatta.
A
pop culture convention.
I'm just having trouble with the concept of pop and culture.
What is that?
It's an oxymoron, Jeff.
When people go along, they sell collector toys.
Okay.
And we have a lot of cosplayers come along as well.
Oh, that's like the museum in Seattle.
Possibly.
There's a museum.
I suspect the museum might be slightly better organized. But that's
It is very well organized. It is funded by none other than Mr. Paul Allen.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
And... Exactly.
There's that slight tisk of disapproval and judgment.
It is
just sounded out across the airwaves.
Indeed, it is where I managed to get my photo taken with both Paul Allen and Mr. Bill Gates.
Bill.
Yeah. That's why no one knows Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, we went into the room where they got the big...
Has he become an enormous patent troll in the last few years, or was that someone else?
Someone else.
Sure, okay.
Someone else. We went across to Los Angeles, New Orleans, and we spent a weekend up in Child Bay as well.
Mm. Was it lovely?
It was absolutely beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful weather.
I know, I was looking at your tweets.
Yeah, beautiful weather, lots of good food. Did you see the tweets with the crawfish?
Yes. Mm. Wait, there was one today too.
That would have been Lee.
That was the other Stark.
Yes. The younger Stark is now over there enjoying as well.
Well, actually, see, Sycamore...
Do people confuse you for pet characters from Game of Thrones?
Indeed. And, of course, Iron Man.
Mm, yes, yeah, good.
Yes, Tony's my brother from another mother.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Indeed, it does.
Mm. Yeah.
Indeed, it does. No, we've been having a good time. We're back now, back at work. I've got something wrong with my neck, and I don't know what the hell it is, but it's causing
partied
me a lot of pain.
Partied too hard on holidays.
Quite possibly partied
that's
too the, hard.
Mm-hmm. Too much dancing.
Yeah.
I blame the airline seats.
I know, in terms of a dance floor, I know Gary has the moves, he just doesn't like to use them. Yeah, he doesn't like to embarrass people.
In fact, we did use the dance moves at the House of Blues in New Orleans.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
At the Alan Toussaint benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That was very nice. Very good music.
Mm.
Wonderful food, the crawfish.
I thought you were leading into a song there.
Well, I'm going to lead into a song because As I mentioned about airline travel, you've been up in the sky recently as well.
Quite a bit.
This is Gladys Knight and the Pips and Cloud Nine.
Was a one-room shack, you slept in other children. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard times. Needed something to eat for trouble. My father didn't know the meaning of words. He disrespected mama, treated us like dirt. I left home sick in a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took to cloud nine. I'm doing fine.
We're back with the news on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
And in fact, it's the Gadget Grill news. All the news that you need to know in technology.
Told.
Indeed. someone has to throw in the indeed as we come back from an ad break.
It's absolutely like a indeed.
Gadget Grill tradition. Indeed. Not a Gadget Gill tradition, but...
Gadget Gill, yeah. Yes. Who's Gadget Gill?
It's actually, I thought it was that bloke we passed in the street on the way.
Now, be nice. Be nice. Jeff, you want to lead us in?
First thing off the rank is that ANZ Bank announced that they have Apple Pay support this week in Australia.
Oh, yeah. People have been freaking out.
People are super excited for it because that's Apple Pay has been spoken about for a long time. Amex introduced it a few months back, and it looks like ANZ has now jumped on board. So if you have an ANZ credit card, you can start using Apple Pay and tap and pay with your phone.
Fantastic.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Short one.
We don't really know when other banks.
Yeah, no.
It's been
no one's
very
committing
quiet.
To dates, and it's kind of weird because it doesn't sound like it should be that difficult.
No, it shouldn't.
No. Jason.
LG launched a new phone with an actual world's first feature. This week. We hear this a lot of the time when people are talking about phones. It's the world's exiest X. Yes, the stylus DAB Plus. Thank you for dragging me, kicking and screaming back on course. So LG's new phone has a digital radio receiver in it, which is different to the FM radio receiver, which is often seen in a lot of phones these days.
And we were talking about this off the air earlier, and I asked you why someone would want a DAB tuner in their phone.
It's all about the data download and the battery life. So you could listen to digital radio via streaming on your phone, and you would end up having to use a bunch of data to do it.
Yep.
If you've got a digital radio receiver in your phone, no need. There's no data.
Basically free.
Yeah, basically free. So the idea is to save people from using all of their data on streaming radio. If you're someone who listens to the radio a lot, then
a bit of a caveat to that is that DAB is really only available in
capital cities.
So it's worth knowing that if you live in the country and you want to get radio stations which you can get from the city, you probably still need to stream them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So the phone launches this week, and it's $450 outright.
That's cheap.
It's pretty cheap, yeah.
That is cheap. And being LG, it'll be a reasonable quality phone.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Productivity Commission this week released a report that says that Australians should be able to watch the American version of Netflix.
Oh, they've just been watching everyone's Twitter stream and to get that report. Like everyone thinks they should be able to watch it.
Someone works there who's just got a bee in their bonnet about something like Game of Thrones or something like that. Oh, cry me a river. I wish I could watch everything that everyone else is watching.
So Game of Thrones not on the US version of Netflix. It's on the Canadian version.
Oh, wowee.
Let's talk about streaming and downloading of Game of Thrones because
that was a hot topic this week.
Because that was a very hot topic this
week. Game of Thrones returned to TV screens.
Yeah. Game of Thrones returned to TV screens this week.
Yep. And piracy returned to national newspapers
and
as a hot
piracy
topic.
Did because Mark Serrells from Kotaku posted an article that the Herald reprinted, explaining how many issues he had.
Hang on, it was printed in the Herald?
The Herald, I don't know if it was in the printed version, but it was certainly in the online version of the Herald on Friday.
Unbelievable. His article, and I'm not going to go into a rant about him, but the article was essentially that Foxtel was too hard to get. That was his ultimate complaint.
So he was saying Foxtel was very difficult to use.
Yeah, but it also doesn't stream in HD.
Hang on a second. Foxtel has rights to distribute Game of Thrones in Australia.
That's correct. Right?
If you want to watch Game of Thrones, you need Foxtel. Now, everyone knew when Game of Thrones was coming out. If you want to get Foxtel properly in your house, get a satellite dish. That's the proper Foxtel installation. Get a dish.
Where we live.
Fantastic. If your internet connection is not good enough to handle streaming, video streaming, then this Foxtel Go, or whatever it's called, or Play, won't work properly because, hey, your internet connection's not good enough.
But you can use the standard Foxtel connection is not your satellite, but is your cable connection.
Even better.
Yeah.
That works fine too. But what he did was he, literally within an hour, wanted to start watching Game of Thrones legitimately. What he found was that the quality was poor. Well, guess what? Your internet connection wasn't suitable for it. That is not Game of Thrones' fault. That is not an excuse to go online and download it illegally. If it's not in your country yet, it does not mean that you're allowed to go and download it illegally. There was a legitimate way for him to get it. He chose not to. That's it.
I also thought Foxtel actually aired it as soon as the...
They're airing it simultaneously with an initial airtime in the US.
Mm. Yep.
And if you look around, there are actually some interesting deals to be had with Foxtel as well.
Yeah.
Because I became aware of a deal during the week that allows you to get the Foxtel Platinum subscription for 3 months.
Which is all you need for a season of Game of Thrones.
For guess how much? How much is it going to put you out of pocket for?
$50 a month.
Down?
Really? $30?
Down?
20.
We're talking the Platinum subscription.
Yeah, which is like $120 now.
$150 a month.
Yeah.
Zero.
Wow. Surely if you commit to 12 months or something.
Yeah.
No contract. No commitment. Sign up for 3 months, or sign up, do it for 3 months, and then bail, and it costs you nothing.
So that was my comment to Mark about the article, was that, I'm sorry, just because you had a difficult experience does not give you the right to download something illegally. That's just the way it is.
It's certainly a very, very hot topic.
In other news,
Jeff, what's your
next
one?
Here is something interesting, actually. Remember when Apple didn't want to hack into that phone for the FBI?
Ooh, yes.
That went well.
Apple is actually hacking into an iPhone for a teenager that's lost at sea. They've found the person's phone, and the parents have asked Apple for help to try and find any information that he may have captured on that phone, which will lead to clues as to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is doing so.
So they found the phone of the teenager?
The phone turned up,
it was washed up at sea or
12 weeks or something after the people were lost?
Yeah.
Does it even still work?
No. So Apple's going to help them essentially get the data off the phone, which might be images and things like that, which could say, hey, this is where the last photo was taken. Kind of interesting that they would do it for one and not for the other.
Do you reckon the FBI might accidentally swap the phone over?
FBI's already got what they need.
I know. They've repeatedly hacked into iPhones in the last few months.
Good on them.
I saw one story the other day that said that the FBI doesn't actually know what to do now that they've got the ability to hack into the phones.
What do you mean?
Exactly that. They've got the ability, but they don't know what to do. How to actually get the information.
As in, once they've gotten into it?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Well, they'll figure it out. It's the FBI.
While we're talking Apple, just very quickly, the new MacBooks have got a chemical solution stuff similar to Loctite and so on, which you put on screws to secure them.
Oh, yes.
That they're putting into the heads of the screws on their new MacBooks. And this stuff disintegrates when you try and remove the screws.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And these are the screws that hold the units together.
So this is how they can tell if you've modified your Mac.
If you've tampered with your Mac, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
No, it's not, because it's actually illegal for them to lock down the servicing of their Macs under Australian law.
I'd say if it's within the warranty period, they should be allowed to say that your warranty is void if you've opened it up.
No, even within the warranty period, Australian law says that they've got to prove that the
You're talking about consumer law. They have consumer to prove that what you did actually caused the damage in order to deny you warranty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but putting solution in the screws doesn't necessarily mean that when you take it to the service center, they'll deny you service. They might just go, that's interesting, and make a note on the sheet.
Interesting that he's touched it. Let's see if it could be why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily bad. It's just when it's, there are other territories in the world where that law doesn't exist and they do need to know whether or not it's been opened.
True.
Jason.
YouTube has launched 6-second unskippable mobile ads.
No.
Mind
they're probably auto-start as well.
Well, if you click on a video,
you probably want to watch it. Mind you, that's
six seconds is a long time.
That's about the length of the time before you could hit the skip ad button in previously anyway. So all they're really doing is compressing the ad down into that slot. So they've had a couple of companies come to market with these ads this week, they say they're ideal for driving incremental reach and frequency,
but not for watching while you're actually driving.
Driving.
This sounds like a segue.
It is absolutely. It is absolutely a segue to a story about a teenager in Atlanta who decided to use Snapchat to take photos of herself in Daddy's Mercedes doing more than 100 miles an hour.
And so, this is significantly above the speed limit in the first place, right? So, this story also includes a little bit of stupidity on her part.
It actually includes a lot of stupidity herself on her part.
Breaking the law as well.
Indeed, she's photographed herself breaking the law in Daddy's car while she's having an accident.
That's so
while she's causing an accident.
And she then turned around and blamed Snapchat.
She didn't blame Snapchat. The person who she hit is suing her and Snapchat.
Okay, interesting.
I think that's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
To sue the app that she was using while driving? That has nothing to do with the app. It's the person driving.
It's totally the person driving.
Yeah.
But just to, this person is absolutely a likely contender for a Darwin Award.
Because
she's still alive, but having taken the photos of herself with the speed being displayed on the photos, causing an accident, she's on her way to hospital in a neck brace, and she's taking more photos and publishing them on Snapchat.
It's not a Darwin Award. She's just stupid.
Yeah.
That's what the Darwin Awards are for.
No. The Darwin Awards are for people who remove themselves from the gene pool so that they don't pass their stupidity on.
Yes, I know. She's a contender.
She's likely to be a recipient of the award in future years, is what you're saying.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, fair enough.
Something interesting I saw this week was the Twitter app on Apple's App Store has moved categories.
Wow.
And you were at a Twitter event this week.
Have real news if you want.
No, mate, this is interesting. They used to be in the social media section.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever. They're now in the news section.
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally it. Twitter is trying to position themselves as the best place to go to for news.
Not for catching up or keeping up with your friends.
No.
That's interesting.
I tell a lot of people that if you want to keep up to date with the news, if you want to get the news first, Twitter is where you find it. It's obviously dependent upon who you're following.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You've got to follow the right people. But,
it's actually less dependent on that now as well, because they can push these things called moments to you. And so, the idea behind moments is that if major news breaks, they can very quickly assemble a moment about it and send it out to people. So, yes, totally valid to move them into the news category.
So you would agree that Twitter is a news app more than a social app?
I would agree that Twitter wants to be known as a news app.
Well, they're forcing it on people,
I think it's happened despite Twitter wanting to be a social media app, and suddenly somebody in Twitter has said, we can be a news app. What's his name? The golfer.
Obama.
The golfer.
Tiger Woods.
When
I'm not sure if Jeff trolled us or trolled himself.
When the Tiger Woods story broke, it broke on Twitter. And yeah. there's been so many stories that break on Twitter.
True. Mm-hmm. I remember when Bin Laden died, I heard about it on Twitter. When yep. Michael Jackson died, I heard about it on Twitter. That was a long time ago.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you probably heard about it when Prince died a couple of weeks ago on Twitter.
Yeah, but I...
He didn't because he was in Shanghai.
No, no. Well, anyway, that's a different story. I still had Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Go on, Jason.
Maybe this is going to be the last article, I'm not sure. It's a very quick one. Nintendo has announced that their new console, which is christened the Nintendo NX, is going to be released this time next year, March 2017. Actually, not this time, it's a couple of months ago, but that's all right. At the same time that as the new Zelda game comes out for Wii U and the new console, which is something they did with the Wii U release as well. They released a game for two consoles at the same time. I've got
to ask, why are they announcing something that isn't going to happen for another 12 months?
It's to try and get people... He's somehow interested in a dying brand.
So they've also said that
I wasn't actually going to say that, but
no, that's fine. Yes. Well, but that, so crazy. they've also said that they expect low profits.
If they want to make profits, it's simple. Put the old Nintendo games onto iPads, totally things right. like that. Yeah. Put it in the Android store. I would love Donkey Kong.
I have a slight follow up to that sure. because one of Nintendo's most popular franchises is in fact sitting on. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say on my phone or not today. So this week, Nintendo started the public beta test of Pokemon Go.
Okay. So they are starting to bring games out to...
Yeah, so Pokemon's a little bit different because Nintendo doesn't quite own it all. Mm. It's owned by the Pokemon Company, which Nintendo has lots of shares in, but yep. it's not quite Nintendo. So Pokemon Go is actually by the guys who create Ingress, which is one of the games that I play all of the time.
What a weird owner.
Well, not really, but yeah. Oh, wow. Gary's just fixed our microphones. Thanks, Gary. And
no, I was just getting tired of that hum.
Yeah, that's good.
That was me, sorry.
So, yeah, so Pokemon Go, it's a real-world game. You go out and explore and you find Pokemon and do battle with them.
Cool.
And take over gyms, which is a term from the Pokemon universe.
What does Jim feel? How does Jim feel about that?
Jim's okay with it. He gets to play with a lot of pocket monsters.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it's in a public beta. No one's really allowed to say very much about it. I've probably said too much. But yeah.
Well, that's okay. It's a gadget.
Actually, sorry. It's not a public beta. It's a closed beta. It's invite only.
Right.
That's why. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. So, yeah. It's cool. It's ran in Japan last month and it's still running. So, yeah. If you want to play some Pokemon, then go and sign up and get on board. Yeah,
thanks, Jason.
Is that all the news?
That definitely wraps it up.
I think so.
Okay. This is the Southern Contemporary Rock Assembly. Australian band from the early 70s and Roly Poly.
You're back with The Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ, 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. We're talking Mother's Day.
Pardon?
Mother's Day is coming up.
We are talking Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is next Sunday.
Yeah. May the 8th.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you know the date.
I do because it's the day before my birthday.
Oh, very good. We'll remember this for next week. There'll be some form of hazing.
There will certainly be some hazing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And there will be a special song
there
played.
There will be
next
retribution
week.
As well,
there,
I'm sure.
I'm sure there will. I am sure there will be retribution.
So we're talking gadgets for mums.
Yeah.
Does your mum need to be fairly techie for these gadgets?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
Well, there goes my list.
Let's start big, and you know, with the Sony, LG, Samsung have all released new TVs in the last few weeks.
Well, Sony's just brought out their new ones from CES, which we saw in January.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they are pretty good looking.
They're pretty good. I don't believe the price was very different from.
Pricing has actually remained fairly consistent to their models last year, but they now got HDR 4K, which is
amazing. LG have got the same. They
They're Android TV as well. So you don't need a Chromecast or anything like that, and you can run apps on the TV.
Yep,
that's right,
and.
So it depends. I mean, look, TVs are a pretty expensive thing to buy somebody, especially for Mother's Day.
Also, a big one, yeah, but like these TVs start at the size that you could put in a bedroom.
I agree. Mm. It's still a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know what the market these days is for Mother's Day gifts, but that's a lot. Like, a few grand is a lot of money for a gift.
Yeah. So the Sony's, actually, they don't start at a few grand. They start at, I think it's 1500, isn't it?
Yes, that's not... Like pocket money.
That's the same price as the next item we're going to recommend.
Which is?
A phone.
Yeah, you know, you're so right there too. So, what phone have you put in a category best for mums and why?
So, there could actually be a number of different phones that you would put into this category. I've got
one in mind.
Are you... Which one are you going to go for?
So, yeah. I would say... Go for it. I'd honestly just go back to an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason
an SE
I
or
say,
a 6?
I would probably be okay with a 6 because it fits in a handbag perfectly. Size won't matter so much. But I'm actually thinking an iPhone because of just how simple they are to use. But also the camera's quite decent on them.
I will take issue with your ease of use thing because my mum has had nothing but trouble with her iPhone trying to figure out how to get things to work.
I would go
for an Android phone because I'm the Android guy, right?
And my mum has an Android phone. And uses it just fine. So I'm not saying that it's something that it's too hard to use.
Yeah.
So I
think it's interesting. You can get... There's a lot of Android phones have simple home screen apps that ship on them as well.
Yep.
So the idea being that if you are going to be gifting the phone to someone who's a little bit older, then... Mm-hmm. They can have a larger... I mean, they have larger displays on Android phones anyway, and you can take advantage of that space.
But if you want a phone to fit into your pocket, the Apple SE... handbag.
Oh, no, but come on.
The iPhone SE...
It's not... Come on, every phone fits in pockets.
Well...
Yeah, but...
Some of them you need bigger pockets, but, you know, in terms of the smaller phone, the iPhone SE is quite affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It is cheaper.
The Samsung S6...
Is also quite affordable now.
Now very affordable. Yeah, and that, you know, the fact that the S7 is such a good phone does not make the S6 any less of a phone than it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's true. So go a notch down.
Yeah.
So what else are we looking at? I would say that a great gift for any mum is always going to be a fitness wearable.
Yes, now, and you are in fact sporting one on your wrist at the moment.
I've been testing two of the latest from Fitbit. One is the Blaze, which is more of a watch / fitness gadget. So yes, you still get notifications like a smartwatch, but it really does focus on your exercising and things like that. Or the Alta, which is very much the wristband style Fitbit. You know, we're not talking about a lot of money, a couple hundred bucks.
And of course, if your mum already has all of the active wear that she needs.
Lorna Jane tops and tights.
Yeah. If your mum is a yummy mum.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. And,
something like that is quite ideal.
Agreed. Kindles, always.
If your mum's fully kitted out for exercise, give her something to relax. So an e-book reader is always nice to curl up on the couch with.
Agreed. Mm. I love Kindles. I think they're for everybody.
Of course, if your mum already has her Kindle or her phone or her tablet, maybe, just maybe, some sort of a stylish case for the phone or the tablet.
Absolutely. Yeah, do you mean like with Swarovski crystals and bling?
Well, could. Possibly with could. With the bling on it,
or even a custom one.
Or possibly one. Just a functional one that'll give it some protection from when you're riding a push bike and you get hit from behind by the garbage truck.
The other thing to
consider.
It's an
oddly specific use case, but yes.
Very specific.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
The other thing to consider is actually just a nice Bluetooth speaker. Doesn't have to be a wireless one, especially if it's being used just in the house.
By definition, if it's Bluetooth, it's going to be wireless.
No, it's empowered.
Sorry, I
should have rephrased
battery that. Battery-powered.
Yeah, doesn't have to be a battery-powered one. I think that there's a lot of inexpensive ones that are self-powered, but
they start at $15-$20
all the way up to thousands, but
I wouldn't go for the $15 to $20 ones for my mum
if you really cared. But
if you really care, there's at least three digits in the price, is that what I'm saying?
And I do think it's a whole new way to enjoy music, is when you are streaming from your phone or laptop. I think, you know, wireless speakers are fantastic.
Well, this morning we were listening to the New Orleans Jazz Fest.
There you go.
Live from New Orleans.
Just streaming over the net.
Streaming over the internet and into a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, I love that
stuff. And it was sounding awesome until the storm came in and
wiped it out.
And wiped out Jazz Fest Saturday afternoon today.
And then the last one for me would be vouchers. I think that, you know, vouchers for the app stores, you know, Android Play stores, Netflix vouchers, Stan vouchers, there's so many vouchers you can get. When you walk into a Woolies now and you see the voucher shelf,
it's amazing.
It's huge.
Yeah. There's such money in these vouchers and gift cards, really.
If you think about it, for $30 you get 3 months of Netflix. That's a pretty long-term gift. Here you go. Here's 3 months of all-you-can-eat Netflix. Not a bad gift.
Yeah, not bad at all.
For $30.
Indeed.
Yeah. Do some research, see which shows she likes and which services those shows are on.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. And that will probably mean that you get Stan plus Netflix plus
Presto.
Possibly,
Presto.
Yeah.
Or even Foxtel.
And even if you get all three of them, the total cost for those three services is only going to be, what, $30, $35 a month?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money.
Nope.
Yeah, very true. So
I think we're set for Mother's Day.
Go for those. There's a few things we've left out. Like we didn't actually talk. We talked about fitness wearables, but we didn't actually talk about watches.
Oh, smart watches.
So yep. I mean, there's Huawei has some. Uh-huh. What's the actual phrase there?
There's one Huawei watch
for women.
Yeah, yes. So one of them is called the Jewel, which has got Swarovski's crystals around the outside of the watch face.
And the Elegant.
And the other one is the Elegant, which is just I think it's kind of gold-ish, but they look really nice.
They do look really nice.
They look really good. We've seen them in the flesh. They're beautiful.
And the best thing with those is that they don't just connect to Android phones as well. Nope. They connect to iOS as well.
Absolutely.
So cameras? It's a pretty safe bet. Cameras,
Are people still buying them?
Yes, they are.
Oh, it's a shame.
And cameras are still doing things that phones can't do.
Slightly.
But phones are getting better.
Oh, yes.
So what kind of a camera do you get for your mum? Do you get a point and shoot, or do you go for like a low end DSLR or a compact DSLR?
It depends on what your mum's interests are, but something like a compact point and shoot.
RX100
$70 to $300, $400. You'll get something that is very, very capable and will take very, very capable photos, and you'll get quite a usable zoom lens range on that, so you can get close-ups or wide angles and all sorts of things.
True. I would want to make sure that the camera that I get for my mum is easy to. It's easy to get the photos off and back them up because over the years, both of my parents have had so much trouble doing this, and so like my dad now has just like a little pouch full of memory sticks because he doesn't get photos off them and reuse them.
Mm. Oh, one last gift suggestion from me. Chromecast or Apple TV?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic.
Chromecast is $40, and Apple TV is a bit more now, but such a great device to have plugged into your telly, so you can do so much more with your TV. You make it smart instantly.
Yeah.
If you don't have a smart TV, it's a really good way to just upgrade your television.
Well, nobody has a smart TV.
Oh, very well.
Oh, boy. We won't do that today.
Okay. This is AC/DC. I just figured because they got their new singer, let's go back and listen to
another one.
Let's go back and listen to what AC/DC really sound like. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Now, I was in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago now, and before I left, there we go, fading out the music, before I left to New Zealand, I took with me the brand new HTC 10. Now,
yeah, it's kind of an upgrade over the HTC 1.
It is.
10 times as good, right?
Well, this was the thing. So for me, I took it with me because what an opportunity to test a phone when you're on holidays, taking a lot of snaps, still sharing them online, you know, being really relying on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I took one for the whole trip. I sent it back just the other day. It was an interesting time.
Yeah.
You've used one as well.
So I spent about a night with mm-hmm. one, just enough time to make their embargo so that I could launch some first impressions.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful phone. It's a fantastic looking phone. Yep. I think we both have misgivings about it.
Yes. I'll start with the things I like. I think it looks great. You put it on the table, it's this beautiful single piece of aluminium that has just been carved from heaven or something. It looks amazing.
HTC have been making very good-looking phones lately, yes.
It's the same thing that they've been doing for a few years, though.
It's classic, and that's okay.
I actually thought that it's about time HTC evolved their industrial design, but if this is going to be the last time they do this and next year they're going to do something different,
maybe.
What a way to finish it.
Yeah, okay.
I really liked it.
It is. It is beautiful. The screen is big enough and bright enough. It's very pretty. Mm-hmm. Using it outside, I had a lot of difficulties with. It almost went black in terms that it just couldn't handle sunlight on the screen.
I only got to use mine at night.
And indoors,
it was
right?
fine, yeah.
The one thing I'll say when you're looking at it from the front, speakers on the front pointing towards you.
That's good.
And
that's
they're
gotta
loud.
Be good.
They are loud speakers. And they're enjoyable.
Actually, there's a separate tweeter and a woofer.
Yes,
so the woofer is actually facing the bottom, and the tweeter is actually in the earpiece.
It's got two tweeters and a woofer. So one at the bottom, one at the top, and the woofer's sort of in the middle or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They were calling it
2.1.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
fair enough. Yeah. They glossed over the second tweeter for me.
Right.
Over the last couple of years with HTC, they've made a big fuss over how good their cameras in their phones were.
Yes.
And by and large, I've not been impressed with them. Now, I didn't go to this launch because it was a long commute back from New Orleans for it.
So I'll say the camera on the front is very wide and actually took amazing selfies.
Pretty good selfies, yeah.
And the colors came out really good. Camera on the front is very good. Camera on the back, not so good. And it's not that it couldn't capture color. It couldn't capture accurate color for me. So I hired an orange car. Bit of a ridiculous color, but yeah. The car was orange.
You sent me
the
photo and you're like, this is red.
Yeah. No. The car was meant to be orange.
It was orange, but
it came out red.
Yeah, it came out red.
I took a photo of salmon, of, you know, salmon
being
served on a
platter. This is not the first time that I've heard of HTC having a software issue with color rendition.
That's what it seems to be. I think it's a software problem.
So my problem with this is that last year, with the 1M9, there were a number of things that we decided were software problems and they could fix with a software update, and they didn't.
Yep.
So I'm less inclined to give them the benefit of a doubt this year and say, oh, well, they'll fix the color balance with a software update.
I'm not giving them benefit of doubt. I think it's a massive mistake on their half when they promote that the camera is one of the highlight features of this thing. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that people don't buy phones. I use my phone a lot for photography.
Yeah.
And it's more and more important. So
I had major problems getting this phone to actually equal the Galaxy S7 when it had the same DxO mark.
The S7 is the camera in the S7 is just absolutely amazing.
Overall, I'd choose the S7.
Right.
So would I.
Yep.
This is the Rolling Stones. And it's a piece of music now that is 50 years old. And still sounds.
So it's only half the age of Keith Richards.
Yeah. And it still sounds bloody good.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. To finish off our show, as we always do, or as we almost always do, we have a useless gadget. Now, useless gadget this week, it's not quite a useless gadget. It's
still pretty useless.
It is pretty useless when you put some security settings into an application that you use, into a very widely used app, and those security settings are pointless. They're ignored by the people who write the app, and they tell you there's nothing they can do about it. I'm talking about Skype.
What happened?
Skype, you have settings that say, for instance, I do not want to be contacted by anybody who is not on my contact list.
Yep.
And I've been having ongoing discussions now with the people at Skype, Skype experts, and we'll come to that in a moment.
Right.
Skexperts.
Yeah. And they say, yes, you have your settings like this, but because Skype is a social media app, you've got to be able to be contacted by anybody.
So
and we can't
so
do
who's
this.
Contacting you?
Oh, sex babe 52.
No.
Yeah, no, I know her. She's cool.
Yeah, she is.
That was Jason.
Yeah, I know. But,
Sorry. Look, I probably should have introduced myself.
Jason was just trying to say hello.
Yeah, I know.
So I've had that online name for years.
Yeah, and there was, who was it? The horny chick 99.
It's Jeff. She's trying to say hello.
When I say that I don't want to be contacted by people unless they're already in my contact list.
That's bizarre.
And that's exactly what I want. And wow. Skype have been coming back to me with all sorts of just absolute rubbish reasons. Yeah, they're saying it's a social media app. Well, no, it's not. Hmm. And even if it is, I can set my privacy on Twitter. If I had a Facebook account, I could set privacy. Hmm. LinkedIn, I can set certain privacy things. And
so these people.
This is a phone service, and with a phone service, when I say I want an unlisted number, that's what I have.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Skype's TNCs say that they are not a phone service.
Hang on.
No, that's exactly what they are. No, you get a phone number, and you can make phone calls with it. That was that's how they started.
I have a question.
Sure.
The people who are contacting you, these aliases, are they actually messaging you directly, or are they requesting to message you?
They're requesting to message me, and they should not be able to do that because I said, do not contact me unless you're in my contact list.
But people can ask to be a contact, right?
And usually I will contact them first.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, with Facebook, people add you as a friend and you have to accept or reject them. And same thing with Twitter. If you go private,
you can actually stop that on Facebook, though. Like, you can stop people being able to send you friend requests.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think it's interesting. I think
it's just wrong.
Now, the best part about this is
I engaged Skype and the Skype experts in the context of my Android app, where on the one day I got half a dozen attempts to contact me in the morning, and that was just, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got a spam problem.
Yeah.
That's what it is, really.
Yeah, and it was my Android app, and so when I raised it with them, I got a response from one of the Skype experts who proceeded to tell me how to stop spam happening on my Windows PC.
That's weird.
That's stupid. Yeah,
that's very weird.
No, that's just incompetence.
Yeah.
All right.
I think on that bombshell of Skype incompetence.
Skype has some work to do.
Yeah. Yes. You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Quattromani.
I'm Jason Murray.
We'll be back next week with more of this. This is Milt Hinton and the Judge and the Jury, especially for you, D.D. Gov.
Bye-bye.